Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right. Tara, welcome to The Burt Show.
Hi, how are you?
Good. All right. So you sent us an email with a dilemma that you're in, and thank you for trusting us. Anybody else has any dilemmas, you can always hit up theburtshow.com and shoot us an email. And essentially, you want to know, is it wrong for you to like your dad's mistress?
Yes, that's the dilemma.
That is the dilemma. Okay, so break down how your dad ended up with a mistress and what your mom and dad's relationship was like, that was what your mom and dad's relationship was like before that even happened.
Okay, so a little backstory. My parents divorced in 2010. My dad got custody of us, but before that, every couple months, my mom would take my brother and I and go move back in with her parents, my grandparents. She was very unstable.
Yeah.
And it was very hit or miss. It was just tumultuous. So they divorced. Dad got us. We saw our mom, but not very often because she was mad that dad got us anyway. So 2 years ago, I found out I was pregnant with a little girl, and my dad was like, oh, you have to name her Emily Grace. He just kept talking about Emily Grace, Emily Grace, Emily Grace. So one day my mom was talking about, as an adult, I've tried to have a decent relationship with my mom. It's been hard, mm-hmm. but I've tried. So I was telling her that dad loves Emily Grace. And she got furious. And she said, well, your dad had an affair 25 years ago, and that was his mistress's name.
Okay. Time out. Time out. Let that wash over everybody. Why on earth would your dad try to get you to name your daughter after his mistress?
Because he loved her name? I don't really know. I think it's a little bit crazy, but I think, let me finish the story and maybe it'll make a little more sense.
Okay.
I mean, it's never going to make sense. Well, it's not really going to make sense, okay. But maybe it'll make a little more sense.
Please.
At least you're aware of that. Mm-hmm. But go ahead.
Yeah. So I asked my dad, I was like, Dad, what is this about? And he was like, well, it wasn't exactly an affair. It was one of the times your mom had left with your brother. So my brother's older than me. She had left and she was threatening divorce. And so he met Emily and it was very brief. It was only a couple months because my mom went back with my brother and she was threatening to take my brother from my dad. And so he went back and they tried to make things work. So I didn't name her Emily Grace. I did not. Just for the record, I did not name her Emily Grace.
Yeah, that would have been awkward.
That was smart.
Yeah.
So fast forward to now, my dad has been dating this girl and, you know, he's on the phone with her all the time. They FaceTime, whatever. Never thought anything about it. Meet her for the first time a little while ago, about a month ago, and it's Emily. So
Emily from back in the day?
The Emily. He had been looking for her since their divorce in 2010, and he finally found her this year. So she's great. I mean, she's amazing. She's good with my girls. I have two daughters now. She's great with them. I've never in my life seen my dad so happy. He is, like, the happiest he's ever been in his life. Well, my mom, my daughter, actually, she's two, she mentioned Emily in front of grandmama, and ooh, it did not go well.
Yeah.
So my mom is like, you're Benedict Arnold, you're such a bad, I can't believe you would even think about liking her. And I'm just in a quandary because I do like her. My dad likes her. My girls like her.
Yeah.
I just don't see that it's, I mean, I understand from my mom's perspective because she seems feels like that's a huge betrayal mm-hmm. to her, mm-hmm. but it was 25 years ago.
Yeah. And just hearing the history of your family and the way your mom would just pick you guys up and like leave as often as she did, your mom is going to feel the way she feels, and she's going to try to make you feel a certain way. Your only job is to control how you let her affect you. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything wrong. And I mean, this is, we're using mistress in quotations. You know what I'm saying? Like, this, right. This was a woman that your dad kind of like found comfort in when your mom had, you know, left with your brother. So, and you know, he said nothing physical happened, whatever, but your dad is happy. You like her. You have to trust your own judgment of character. And my only advice is you can't allow your mother to dictate who you're friends with, and nor allow her to make you feel bad about who's in your life.
I agree. I get where mom is coming from. I see why it would be tough, obviously, but I believe with the history that you have mentioned that your mom has with the entire family, and the fact that it's not a set affair, like there's two sides to that story. Because of the circumstances, I genuinely don't think you're doing anything wrong. I mean, if you sense that she's a good person and has good character and she's good around you and the kids, what are you supposed to do? Just continue mm-hmm. to avoid her for something that happened so long ago? Like, no, I think I get where mom is coming from, but she might have to let this one go.
Yeah, I hate it when kids get thrown into the middle of stuff like this, because it's very clear that this was just a messy, your parents' marriage was just a messy situation with, you know, with people leaving, and then he's running off to Emily. And I think there's really no winning in this situation. You can't make everybody happy. Mm-hmm. Your mom is going to be upset. And I, to an extent, I get where she's coming from, but I think you are being a good daughter by sticking by your dad and welcoming Emily into the family as much as you're able. I hope your mom comes around at some point, but there's really nothing you can do to fix this. The damage is done.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, Abby's saying, I hope your mom comes. It doesn't sound like your mom's the type of person who comes around.
Been 25 years.
No, she doesn't. No, not very much. Yeah,
so, I mean, I hate that you're in this position, but if you're wondering if you're betraying your mom by liking your dad's mistress in quotations, I'm a firm no, you are not.
I agree.
No, your mom's not going to agree, but you're doing the right thing.
Thank you. I appreciate that, because I feel really bad.
I know you do.
On one hand, but I don't on the other, because he's happy. Like, yeah. He's happy, and that's great.
And that's all you want for him, and that's all you want for her. And hopefully, that's all your parents should want for you.
Well, half of them do.
Okay.
It'd be like that sometimes. The Burt Show.